Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in John chapter 19, verses 17 through 27 in an International Children's Bible, also known as the ICB, and this is what it says. The soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, Jesus went out to a place called the Place of the Skull. In the Jewish language, this place is called Golgotha. There, they nailed Jesus to the cross. They also put two other men on crosses, one on each side of Jesus, with Jesus in the middle. Pilate wrote a sign and put it on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." The sign was written in the Jewish language, in Latin and in Greek. Many of the Jews read the sign because this place where Jesus was killed was near the city. The leading Jewish priest said to Pilate, "Don't write 'the King of the Jews,' but write, 'This man said I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." After the soldiers nailed Jesus to the cross, they took his clothes. They divided them into four parts. Each soldier got one part. They also took his long shirt. It was all one piece of cloth woven from top to bottom. So the soldiers said to each other, "We should not tear this into parts. We should throw lots to see who will get it." This happened to give full meaning to the scripture, "They divided my clothes among them, and they threw lots for my clothing." So the soldiers did this. Jesus' mother stood near his cross. His mother's sister was also standing there with Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother. He also saw the follower he loved standing there. He said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." Then he said to the follower, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this follower took her to live in his home. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, again, I am amazed at the beauty and the power of this story. And I love that what Pilate wrote was actually the truth. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And the Jews tried to pressure him to change it. And he said, "I've written what I've written." And it's true. You are the King of the Jews. You were the king they were looking for, just in a disguise they didn't understand. And you are the King of the whole wide world. And Lord, help us in light of that to realize you're the King of the whole wide world, that when we read scripture about different languages praising you before the throne, that we would be hearkened to have a missionary heart and a missionary mindset and a heart to disciple others and a heart to bring your good news to the rest of the world, to bring your gospel to the ends of the earth. Help us to understand what that means in the culture that we live in today, where everyone has access to the whole wide world. What we write online actually has, it can have impact on the other side of this world. And likewise, I can be impacted by what people write who are writing from Indonesia or Australia or South Africa. And I love that, Lord. And because of what you've done on the cross, all of us who call on your name can be your children. I can be a sister to a friend in Malaysia. I can be a sister to a friend in Germany who calls on your name. This is a beautiful heritage that you've given us, Lord. A great big family for those who maybe have a hard time with their own family. I know for me that my real family tends to be those in the body of Christ. So thank you for that. I also am impressed and saddened, Lord, that you were naked on that cross, that your clothes were taken away from you. And it helps me as a sexual abuse survivor to understand that you know what it's like to be humiliated and naked. I have experienced that as well. And it is good to know that you have empathy for me and that you have understood what I have gone through because you bore the weight of the torture without clothes on in front of everybody, in front of all of humanity. So Lord Jesus, I love you all the more for your sacrifice and for what you've done. And I also love that your last words on the cross is that you wanted to make sure that your mom was taken care of. And so you told John, the one who Jesus loved, you told him to take care of your mom, and he took her into his home. And so thank you, Jesus, that you had a heart to care for people even when you were stripped of your clothes. beaten, broken, and being crucified. This is the Jesus I serve, and I love you so much for it. I pray this in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Did you know that we have an app, the Pray Every Day app? You can get it in Google Play or iTunes. And not only will you receive this podcast every day, but you'll also receive a written devotional that you can read whenever you're out and about. So I pray it blesses you. If you haven't downloaded it yet, it's free, absolutely free. Hope you have an amazing day and you are loved.